Namaskaram. Today let me tell you about the significance of Alvar's Nalayara Divya Prabandham. 10 Alvars were the mystic poets who were born to spread the Bhakti movement in India. All were born in Tamil Nadu except one, Kulasekhar Alvar, who was born in Kerala. Together, they have wreathed a garland of 4,000 hymns. All these are divine. They were ambassadors of peace and propagators of devotion. This collection of 4,000 hymns are held in equal esteem as compared to the Sanskrit Veda. Both Vedas, Sanskrita and Dravida Tamil Vedas, are together known as Ubhaya Veda or Ubhaya Vedanta. They are the two eyes. Although we have two eyes, the object is seen as one. If we start seeing two objects as we have two eyes, then we have a problem with our eyes. So Sanskrita and Dravida Veda together show Bhagavan as one, but they have two different approaches. All the Sanskrita Vedas, their prime objective is to elaborate on the supremeness, the supremacy of Brahman. The moment we know that he is supreme, we start respecting him. But at the same time, it may also make us to get away from him, as we are very inferior in our qualities. So Alvars immediately come to our rescue. They add, Bhagavan is not only supreme, but at the same time equally accessible to all. In this world we see many are very supreme and very difficult to access. Whereas Bhagavan, as he is supreme, he is quite accessible to one and all. So this is a change in approach, change in vision between Sanskrita Veda and Dravida Veda. Secondly, Bhagavan has five forms. He dwells in Pararupa, Sri Vaikuntha, Vyuharupa in the ocean of milk, Kshirabdhi, Vibhava Rupa, the innumerable incarnations, Antaryami, one who dwells in our heart, and lastly, the deity form Archa. All these five are sung by Vedas. You know how? The Vedas, original Vedas, talk about Vaikunthanatha, the first form. As Bhagavan has five forms, Vedas too have five. The second form of Vedas is Pancharatra Agama. So Kshirabdhinatha is explained by Pancharatra Agama. Thirdly, Vibhavavataras are elaborated by Itihasas and Puranas. Itihasa Purana are also incarnations of Veda. Fourthly, Antaryami, Bhagavan's fourth form, when he resides in our heart. This form is sung by Manvadi Smriti. Manusmriti, Gautama Smriti, Yajnavalkya Smriti, Ashvalayana Smriti. So these smritis talk about Antaryami form. Last but the best form is the deity form, where he is found in every temple, every street corner. It's Archa. Vedas took the last incarnation as Nalayara Divya Prabandham, Alvar's devotional songs. These songs sing about the deity form, Archa form. Pararupa by Veda, Vyuha Kshirabdhinatha by Pancharatra Agama, Incarnations Vibhavavatara by Itihasa Purana, antaryamitvam, one who is in our heart, by manusmriti. Lastly, the temple deity form archa by Alvar's 4000 hymns. So you see the incarnations of Bhagavan, the object of Vedas and Alvar's pasharam and the pasharams. This is the second difference. Pararupa sung by Veda and Archarupa by Alvar's pasharam. The third difference is, there is a restriction on the people who can recite, the time when we could recite Vedas, and the manner in which we should recite. Whereas, Alvar's Divya Prabandham is open to all. Alvar's invite one and all to join him to sing in praise of Sriman Narayana. Then the fourth difference is, Vedas have a particular eye on our Sharira and our birth. It categorizes the karmas based on whether I am a Brahmana or a Kshatriya and so on. Whereas, Alvar's pasharams do not distinguish or discriminate. They are common to all the four. This is a great difference. This is because Vedas look at the Sharira, whereas the aim, the goal of the matter of Alvar's pasharam is Atma. So it doesn't differentiate. The fifth difference is, Vedas are Ananta, countless, boundless. Whereas Alvar's pasharam, they are accessible as they are counted as 4000 in number. We are attracted because the number is limited. Lastly, it is easy for us to know Bhagavan through pasharams, because it is a simpler language, a language known to all of us, whereas Sanskrit is not nowadays so popular, although it is easy. The meanings of Vedas is quite hidden. It's not easy to understand. We have to decipher. Whereas the meanings of Alvar's pasharams are quite direct. They don't hide anything in them. Vedas are known as Marai in Tamil. Marai, to hide. So it's easy to understand the meanings by Alvar's pasharams. So now you have seen the different approaches adopted by Vedas and Alvar's pasharams. But both together reveal the same Bhagavan as is in one form. Let us all learn both, if not the Vedas, at least the Alvar's pasharams, as they invite us to know Bhagavan in an easier way. Thank you.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-3219021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.